I want to thank Father Chris for allowing me a couple minutes. I know it's a long Sunday, so I'll try to keep it short. Okay, Elise? She's like, when I travel, I have my wife timing me, and she always says, "You are too long." So now I have a substitute. Anyway, the gospel today, and Father Peter, if I can just, you know, coattail on him, was about this very blessed, wealthy man who feasted sumptuously every day. I don't know, a few years ago I read a book called A Hole in the Gospel. Have any of you read it? A Hole in the Gospel. It's by Richard Stearns. It's a book I highly recommend. Richard was a more or less kind of a hippie in college and, you know, social activist and whatever. But after he left college, he became the CEO of one of the largest crystal companies, Lennox Crystal. And, I mean, you know, like the rich man, all the blessings, beautiful home, you know. And one of his old college mates called him and said, "You know, Richard, what's happened to you? You know, you are this social, and now look at you. You know, you sold out. You're part of this machine." And Richard goes, "You know what? What do you mean? I live the American dream. I have the blessings. I go to church every Sunday with my family. I have a relationship with God." And the guy said, "I want you to take a trip with me." And after time, finally Richard took the trip. And I think he went somewhere in Africa. And he saw the poorest of the poor and how they're living. He went back and he became the CEO of World Vision. And the whole theme of the book, there was a hole in the gospel. And Father Peter talked about that. There was a hole in his gospel. Even though he had all the blessings, lived the American dream, even though he had a relationship with God, there was no outward expression of it. And he basically did what the rich man did today. He ignored the suffering man outside his gate. A hole in the gospel. I'm with hair like mine, I can't be a hippie. And nor before I worked for IOCC was I the CEO of a large corporation. But last year I went to visit Syrian refugee camps with dirt floors, with a hole in the ground for a bathroom, with no running water, sweltering heat and flies. I met family after family who sent their children into the little towns to rummage behind restaurants in the garbage for food to bring back. And this isn't hundreds, this isn't thousands, this is hundreds of thousands of people who are living like this. And it was like that kind of moment that Richard Stearns had. I realized there's a hole in the gospel if there's no outward expression. While the news is dominated by the election, this war going on, IOCC, on your behalf, and I'm here to say thank you first and foremost, is the largest non-governmental organization inside Syria, in Lebanon and Jordan, helping over 3-4 million refugees. We see these images, who was bloody, with mud all over him from the war. You know, donations poured in. I got phone calls. Donations poured into IOCC saying we need to do something. But now, you know, they slow down because we don't see these images. But it's still going on. And a few weeks ago, I was able to go to Greece to visit people who have lost their jobs, 25% unemployment, lost their pensions, barely have enough food on the table. I visited also refugee camps, 70,000 refugees are still stuck in Greece in camps that look kind of semi-concentration camps, the military controlled. So we continue to do our best. And what is IOCC when you boil it down? It is a vehicle between your love, your generosity, and a broken world. The rich man and Lazarus, we're the vehicle between because we see these images. So I pray that we have no hole in our gospel, that we don't fool ourselves like Richard did, and we understand, because these images, maybe that poor man's not outside our gate, but he's on the internet. He's on the images we see in news, however we read it, or in the paper. He's there. So let's not forget about him. Blessed to be here again, I think the fourth year. I appreciate the efforts of this parish to host a wonderful event last night, and thank you for your time.